Okay, guys, are you ready? Are you excited? We're going to have a bit of a theme song coming in. I think everyone in the room, if you don't know who these guys are, you will. Okay, here we go.
Oh, hello?
Yep, there we are.
Oh, we're on. Okay.
Well, should we just start with the theme song, Tim?
I think we are. This is a live podcast.
This is a live podcast. All right, here we go. Drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk, drunk, to drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk accountant, drunk accountant. We did have a drink prepared, but we drank it. We've already drank it.
We did, and apparently RSA rules didn't allow us to bring another one with us. So,
but we tried for all of you as well. We asked everybody here, everybody at the bar, can we bring drinks for everyone? But nope. So
yeah, we did actually request that.
Not our fault. Not our fault.
It would have been better if we requested it months ago, probably, instead of this morning. But
who here has heard the podcast? There is a few. Who here has not heard the podcast? And why did you walk in today?
They're asking themselves that right now.
Yeah. Well, you're about to get a crash course in the Two Drunk Accountants, but we also have a really great topic talking about capacity today. But first of all, a few little niceties, Tim.
What is the Tim and Dallo?
If you know the podcast, you know what that means. This is, we talk about our lives a little bit sometimes.
So a podcast must have banter. And
this is the banter part.
We do sometimes get feedback that we banter a little bit too long, but we don't care. So
yeah, we're going to strap in. So strap in. Tim?
Yes, I wanted to start because we are in Victoria and I'm a massive AFL fan. Any Bombers or AFL fans in the room? Yes.
Okay. Bombers fan. Hand up. So Bombers fan, did you say? No.
That's, just AFL. Well, yeah. That's right. I'm including Bombers fans up the back. What did you say? Go the Swans. He said go the Bombers. That's what he said. So right now we're one round into the season and we're undefeated. So just end the season now is what I want to say. That's it. Like, we usually win off seasons and then lose during the season. But yeah, I'm very happy about that. And this is our first presentation in Victoria, so I had to bring up my beloved Bombers.
We've been doing this podcast for about 6 years, and around this time every year Tim talks about how great the Bombers are going to be.
Yeah.
And then about 3 weeks from now he never mentions it again for another year.
Yes. And we've had no success for like 20 years, so yeah, it's coming.
There's a reason for that. It's a Laura crap team.
What about you, Dan? What's happening for you?
Like everyone else who's gotten into Drive to Survive on Netflix, the F1 is this weekend. Half of the Ferrari team seem to be staying at the hotel we're at.
Yeah, they are.
Which has been exciting.
They're all Italian,
but
too.
It made me come up with a new idea, is that we should start Accounting to Survive.
Yes.
And there should just be like interviews with us and other people in the industry about this tax season's been tough. Last season we were, we were only at 78% in our lodgement list. Now we want to be 95. So much more money when we get to that point.
We could be fighting for each other's seats.
Actually, that's a great idea. Yeah. Who's number one out of you and me?
I don't know.
I think I have the number one seat.
Let the crowds decide that one.
But yeah, that's it. We'll move on. That's the banter done.
That's the banter done, guys.
Banter done, guys. Yeah. We're all done there.
Though we are actually premiering a new segment.
Well, normally we do the Tim's Tight Ass Tip here, and this is where Tim gives some advice about how to save some money, which pretty pointless most of the time. He saves a couple of dollars here or there. My favorite of Tim's was shower in the rain.
It can be quite petty.
Yeah.
But, still practical. Still practical.
Not really, but to save time and Tim's time ass tip, we're going to skip that segment. And Tim's going to debut something brand new, which is going to lead us into our main topic, which is really what we're all here to talk about today. So, Tim, what is your new segment?
So, sticking with the alliteration, the new segment is called Tim's Think Tank. And most of us are accountants in the room today, I would have thought, or bookkeepers, or in the industry. So, it's a thought-provoking question, essentially.
Doubtful, but go on.
I've thought of these myself. So, as thought-provoking as I can be. So, the question today is, would you want your child, son or daughter, to become an accountant when they grow up? Or bookkeeper, or work in the accounting industry?
So, this is we have some thoughts. While you all gather your thoughts, we have a few thoughts about this.
We will go to the crowd for some live responses.
If you answer a question, you might get this sick subby cooler.
They're very thin because they fit in envelopes,
which you can then post for cheap.
They almost fit around a can. They do almost.
Almost is a stretch. But Tim is a second generation accountant.
I am, yes. So my dad was an accountant and my mum worked in the business that we now own. So we bought the business off them several years ago. And yeah, it is an interesting one for me to consider. I have a son now, so he's just turned one a few months ago. And I do think there's a few question marks around the future, obviously, with AI coming in, and we've got interesting apps like Henry and NAB releasing accounting software these days, and AI. It's just all very clouded. But I think it could be glass half empty or glass half full.
Yeah, that's so right. And I think your answer to this question will really, you know, really paints a picture about what you think the future of this industry is going to be, but then also what your experience has been so far in the industry. So why don't we get some show of hands?
Who would want their child to work in the industry in the future?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a few strong hands up.
A little bit of drunk maths here. I'm going to say that's about 16.75% of the crowd.
I would have said 60.
60%. Did I not?
That was over half.
Really?
Just.
Okay. All right. I didn't.
So put your hands up, obviously, for the counter. You would not want your child to be an accountant or a bookkeeper.
Okay. Sally. No. Okay. Yep. Okay. A few no's. Should we go to the crowd? Who's got a good reason why they would want their child? Okay.
I'll start. I've got the microphone so yep. I can hog it. Well, I first became an accountant because my grandfather was an accountant. All he did all day was talk to people. So I feel that the industry is going to go back to that.
Yes.
So that's why I want my kids. They don't
that's
want
a great
to be,
answer.
Yeah, love it.
They don't want to be an accountant, but they think it's shocking.
It's a people industry.
Yeah, yes. It's a people industry.
Love it.
Anyone else?
Who was in the no category? Or give us what you think.
Well, I'm a fourth generation accountant.
Hey.
And I've got my two children here today and they're both accountants. So there you go.
Love
they're,
it.
They're doing their CA at the moment. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So you clearly would want your children to be accountants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Nathan.
Yeah, the nerd runs strong in my family, so I think he will, but he's going to pay full price for it.
This is great. Yep. This is great.
Yeah, okay, that's good. The discount of the purchase of the family business. Yes, yeah. I like that. We got aggressively easy payment terms on the purchase of dad's business.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say that I rode your wave on that one. But
it's all right.
But really what we're asking here is to talk about what the future of accounting is, what it means to be an accountant, and how that might change going forward. Because, you know, we hear a lot at the moment about AI potentially, you know, taking some of the compliance work away from us or some of the preparation away from us. We hear about offshoring and outsourcing, and we hear about all these changes in the industries. And it has really made us think, well, what is the future of accounting and what does it mean to be an accountant? 10 years ago, you know, and to being completely honest with my story is I didn't grow up wanting to be an accountant. I stumbled into this career. I was studying a bunch of different things at uni, and accounting was eventually one of them. And what I thought was an accountant, turns out I was completely wrong. What you guys are talking about is correct. It's about being with people and helping people. So we want to know, what is the future?
Yeah, and it does segue into our main topic today for the podcast, because it's been a tough couple of years in the industry. Let's be honest. There's a lot of burnout happening out there, a lot of mergers, acquisitions, big question marks just over whether or not people want to remain in the industry and keep doing what they're doing. So we were a bit inspired. We were going to talk about capacity is king as our topic. That was what we were coming here to talk about. And then we're a bit inspired this morning by Jeff Kennett. He was the Hawks president, so surprising that I was inspired by him, actually. Though the Bombers did beat the Hawks on the weekend, so.
No one cares.
Yeah. But it made me think, like, life is short. We have to value our life. And as accountants, we actually have so much value to offer the world, I think. So, but what's holding us back?
Yeah.
We're all just too busy lodging tax returns or BASs or doing bookkeeping. So that's really what we want to talk to today is capacity.
Put your hand up if you think you have an abundance of capacity in your business right now.
Like too much time on your hands.
Let the record show for those listening to this podcast later, there was zero hands put
up. No hands.
Zero hands. And right. Not X-E-R-O, none. I mean, none.
What about the opposite, though? Who else feels like, going back for the amount of time you've worked in the industry, that you are busier than you've ever been, or as busy as you can be.
Yeah.
Fair few hands. Yes.
Fair few hands. Yeah.
Yep. Cool. So capacity is definitely continuing to be a problem.
Definitely continuing to be a problem, which is why you always hear the saying, cash flow is king. We're accountants and bookkeepers. We should be able to be on top of our cash flow. You'd think that for us in our industry, that's probably fine. So capacity is king for us. We're too busy to explore these new ideas, to do more things in our business, to attend more events like this, because we're so stuck in this big pile of work that just always comes. It's not a bad thing. Work. I'd much rather more work than no work. But
good problem to have. That's what we all say. Good problem to have, right?
But getting more capacity is the king because, we genuinely think that accountants are much more than just lodging a tax return, much more than just doing some bookkeeping and preparing the accounts for people. You know, and the other side of that is we're much more than just accounting firm owners. How many businesses do we help, and how many businesses do we help succeed? Really, we're superheroes. Mm. We should be helping more people. We should be starting other businesses. We should be getting out there and using our skills that we currently just use for our tax and some advisory work if we have time to do more things in the world and improve more, improve everything, really.
And this is what sort of Jeff, I'll get back to Jeff again. This is what he was saying. Like, what does Australia export? And maybe if there was more accountants with more time to be creative and pursue some opportunities, there would be some more success stories from our country.
How many times do you hear someone has said that they've quit accounting and they've gone and joined a startup or they're working at one of these great softwares that are all out here today? It's because they don't have time to think creatively and think in the way that they're able to use their skills in these other businesses while they're working on their own business, which is crazy. It's your own business.
And it's not even just going out and starting another business or pursuing another opportunity. It could even just be working on your own business, like that concept of renovating your own accounting firm, which can take a lot of time and effort, but turn it into a business that is feeding you and allowing you to live the life you want to live.
Yeah, I like to think, you know, you think of entrepreneurs as the people that are going out and creating these new ideas and doing all these exciting things, but it should be accountants. We should be excited to be accountants. Mm. We're the ones who can do this. Why aren't we doing it more? The reason is we don't have enough time to be accountrepreneurs.
I love that.
Yeah.
Great play on words.
Thank you.
So, we do want to talk about solutions. We don't just want to talk about problems. I think we all have established capacity is an issue. Mm. And if we could solve that problem with the click of a finger, all of our lives would be a lot different.
Yep.
So, what are the types of things that we've focused on in the last 2 years, Dan? I'm not saying we're perfect, by the way. We're actually an evidence of, learn from our failures.
Yeah, our learnings.
Because we've had plenty of them in the last couple of years.
So the first one that we want to talk about here is culture in your business, which sounds like, as if that's going to help my capacity problem, culture. But it does.
Yeah.
If you were at the Sydney Accounting Business Expo where we did a live podcast, or if you've listened to any podcast of ours in the recent year or so, you've probably heard of us talk about vibes. Strategic compass, your purpose, your strategic anchors. These are all things that can help drive performance in your business and actually get more from your existing capacity that you've got. It's about creating that culture of performance in your business.
Well, if you're spending your time doing performance management meetings, then you're obviously not focusing on the important things. Mm. So when culture is working, everything is flowing nicely. It feels good. You're happy. Mm. People are healthy. Which means the business should be healthy as well. So
and on the other side, if you're so busy and everyone's so stressed, everyone's unhappy, their energy's low, they're going to be doing less and putting less of that excess capacity that they might have within them to do the work, including yourself. Like, think about in times when you're burnt out and stressed, I'm certainly not productive. I do what I need to do and then get out of there because I'm over it. But if you're excited...
And that's you as a business owner,
exactly,
let alone a team member. Who might feel that way.
Exactly.
And then detractors who don't match with your values, if they exit your business, it turns out to be a massive, massive weight off and a big positive. So at first, it's like, oh no, now we're going to have to replace that person.
Yeah.
But we've experienced this with our experience in the last 12 months is we've had two team members like that of a team of eight, not including Dan and I, leave because they didn't fit our values, and our culture is so much better for it in the business.
Yeah, and things are working much more efficiently because of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is that first part is about doing more with what you've got already. The other side of that coin, and this is something that we've always been really big believers on, and that's being more efficient as well. And that's through the use of software, through use of systems and innovation, and finding better ways to do things and constantly improving. We always were not against outsourcing, but we've been on the side of we'd rather, instead of outsourcing overseas, outsourcing efficiencies is what we like to say. So we've always tried to invest in new systems, invest in new software, and find the best solutions to make what we're doing faster.
Mm. But the software is still not quite there yet, and we all talk about AI and how much that's going to change our industry. And I do truly believe that will change a lot in the next 5 to 10 years. We just can't really imagine what that's going to be like yet. So, you're going to see some live acrobatics on stage today.
Yeah.
Because
we did a podcast maybe a year ago where we spoke about a similar topic to this, and we were talking about how we wanted to invest in these systems, and we spoke a little bit about outsourcing. And in that time, we had arguments against it. The first one, we wanted to make sure that we had the ability and the competence in the team. And we felt if we were outsourcing all of that lower level compliance work, how are they going to learn? How's the team, the new people coming through, going to learn any of these new things? And eventually we just lose that capability in our business, which was a worry of ours.
Yeah, definitely. So I think, you know, we were also a bit worried that we couldn't fast track the progression of our juniors through the ranks. So if you start off 4 juniors at the same time, there isn't necessarily room for them to all become seniors in 3 or 4 years because they're going to want a pay that represents that work. They need to have the knowledge and experience to do that, which sometimes involves doing less of the doing and sitting in on more meetings and learning about entity structures or complex advice scenarios, or even just the way to the soft skills around dealing with clients.
Yeah.
Which is really hard if you've got 100 bazzes to lodge every quarter as a junior or intermediate.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they're all going to get to that point where they want to push up, they want to go, and then you just lose them because there's nowhere for them to go unless you just continually have to grow your business. So if you do some drunk math, that just means that every time you hire a new junior, you have to expand your business by that amount of person when they get to senior, and you just keep growing and growing and growing. And next thing you know, you've got a business that's not really what you wanted.
You might have 20 team members. You might have 20 seniors. Yeah. No one wants to do the grunt work.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to keep growing your client base to be able to pay for all the wages. It's a bit of a nightmare scenario, really. So this is the issue we started coming across. We're like, what are we going to do about this? We didn't really want to outsource, but then we shifted our mindset and we're like, what if we just hired, but overseas? What if we built an offshore team?
Yep.
So backflip, that's the journey we are embarking upon at the moment.
Yes.
Which is quite different for us, and we're still...
Well, I think what we ended up deciding to do about it was we could have both systems. We could be investing in new technology on our onshore team, on juniors coming through and learning, investing in creating an efficient business that runs really well while also having the additional support, because we were trying to replace these team members onshore for 6 months.
12 months.
And we had a few applicants that probably had the experience necessary.
Salary expectation was so high.
We're ridiculously high. And then one of them we almost hired, their reference said, do not hire this person. And then we were just sat there like, okay, well, we've got no other option here. So why don't we build a system where we can do both? And I think that's new for us. Yep. And our new mindset is us as accountants, and this is part of the capacity problem, have been so caught up in our own thoughts and our own process and our own way of doing things that really we should be using our abilities and our skills in a more open mindset.
Yes, exactly. Sense? It does. Like you're saying, what would you advise a client in that scenario to do?
Yeah.
And our thinking has been a bit too rigid, like one out, one in type thinking. If we lose a team member, how are we going to replace them to be able to do that work? When really, if we can build in more support that can uplift the team that we have now, which is a couple of juniors, an intermediate and a senior, Instead of trying to just replace us as leaders of the business, we can actually build more support from the ground up, and all of our team can push up and progress, which should over time mean we are redundant in the business.
That's the goal.
This is the end aim. So we can do more podcasting, drink beers.
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
So the last part of this, though, is a quick discussion about AI as well. Who genuinely has a bit of fear around what might happen in the industry with AI? None. One.
Yeah.
Two.
Did you want to speak to...
No.
No?
Fair enough. Yeah. So yeah, no, I think that's the right answer. I think a lot of people have been talking about their concerns about what happens in the industry, but really we see it just as another tool for capacity, and you should just use that tool as capacity. We as humans are the important part of that client relationship.
I think if you keep coming back to what is it that adds, that we provide the most value by doing, it's not the paper pushing and the data entry and the form lodging. It's our knowledge and our experience and the way that we can interact with our clients that will change the world, really. And that's the sad thing about our industry right now, is that we are all too busy to focus on that. It's a different hat.
Yeah.
So if AI can allow us to do that, then I think there's huge positives.
Yeah.
The risk is if businesses haven't restructured and there are a lot of people just doing nitty-gritty, number crunching, form lodging, that's going to be a very big change to try and do overnight, I think.
Yeah, and in our business, I always thought we already had AI because we have Tim, and he's basically a robot with zero emotions. Just look at him.
How many people look at me? Is that I'm a robot?
Yeah.
I can't dance the robot. I'm not going to try. I was thinking about it for a second there.
But that's really, we just wanted to have a discussion today about something that we've been dealing with and thinking about, which is we've... Like everyone, capacity is king in an accounting firm or a bookkeeping business. And we want to figure out this journey that we are all taking to know, you know, it's not an A or B choice. It can be, why don't we do A, B, and C all together? And really, that's going to create the most value for us and the most help for us to use our skills, which are unique to us, to make new products, to help more clients, to help them do new things and really change their lives and ours in the process. And we're keen to keep exploring this.
Yeah, I think it's about getting out of our lane, sort of, and not seeing it as a scary thing. It's just trusting the years of experience and knowledge that you've gathered by working in hundreds of businesses. You do know a lot of the answers. And imagine if your clients had your mind and skill and experience, what they could achieve. That's the exciting way to look at it, I think.
Yep. We end every podcast by doing an other thing.
Ah, yes.
Tim, do you have an other thing, a recommendation?
No, do you?
We all spend most podcasts sitting here going, do we have another thing? Surely we
That's
do.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually didn't prepare one of those before. I'm just going to go with the Bombers winning again. I'm just so stoked. Oh, yes, we do have it.
My other thing, I thought your other thing actually, Tim, would have been heel pads on your shoe. Last night we were walking through the city and Tim's shoes wore out and he just did not stop complaining for like hours.
I feel like such an old man. I'm walking around with like heel pads in my
shoes. We had gone
to
the pharmacy to pick up these heel pads for you. But
yeah, I know. I think it added like a good 2 centimeters to my height as well. So that's always nice.
My other thing is another podcast tomorrow, different topic completely at 11 o'clock, also at the ABE. So if you're here tomorrow,
this theater.
Come check it out.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Who wants free merch as well?